Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I have an audio testing for you today. Tiny notes from home, sounds like rain. Bracken Kirkland exposed and tested to God's word. We've heard about Bracken Kirkland. He's a musical man, claims to be a Christian. He teaches people, not much, but some things on the internet. He mostly is selling his unbiblical music, instrumental, mixed, tweaked, computer, synthesized, whatever you want to call it, music to mostly women, housewives, women at home, so that he doesn't have to get a real job and work. And I want to be clear right up front, a couple of things. We at don'tperish.com are not evangelical Christians. We are set apart. We've come out of evangelicalism and all denominationalism. We don't belong to any organization. Our women are head covered and biblically dressed. We don't do Christmas. We don't do Easter. We cling to God's word. We believe in the kingdom of God that is within us, as Jesus said. We teach all the values of the Sermon on the Mount. We teach the biblical gospel that Jesus and Paul taught as revealed by God's word. So we have no bone to pick with Bracken other than he's unbiblical. He's deceiving people. And I want to tell the truth in this audio to those that will willingly take the time to listen to this and not be deceived by Bracken Kirkland. So I want to go through this testing along with some updates. You can read the testing or you can listen to it as you are here at John 424 Radio to warn people in love. And we do this because Romans 16, 17 says, those who leave sound doctrine, we are to mark and avoid. I'm outside on our 2018 mission trip. So if you hear lots of noise, we're in Montana and I'm preaching the gospel and witnessing and working and adding content to our website, encouraging saints. We're trying to do what we can for the kingdom of God, all to his glory, not to ours. We were drunks and pagans and all types of things till his spirit transformed us. So we do this in love. And then I want to say, we love Bracken. We love his precious family. And we want the best for them. That's why we speak out the truth in love. So let's go to this testing and point it out biblically, shall we? All right, I reached out to Bracken and began to test him, and I asked Bracken what the gospel was, and Bracken did not send me a biblical gospel. And in fact, Bracken told me when I challenged the gospel that he preaches, which is a Sermon on the Mount gospel, it lacks the cross of Christ, Christ crucified, that Paul clearly teaches all over, like in 2 Timothy 2:8, Christ crucified, Christ risen, according to his gospel. Bracken and his ilk, his brand of Christianity, focus on the Sermon on the Mount. They focus on a few things, but they don't focus on the biblical gospel. And many people, and I don't know about Bracken, but many people Bracken unites to and associates with, Elliot Ness, Matthew Miliani, they believe in the ransom theory that God paid off Satan with Jesus' death. This is heretical teaching. And if Bracken doesn't believe that, he clearly associates with people that do. T.O. Lee also is another one that Bracken is closely united to. So, number one, Bracken has a false, unbiblical gospel. He told me Paul's words are subservient to Christ's, and they negate, downplay, do not preach the cross of Christ. That's very troubling. That's point number one. Point number two, Bracken does not seem to think it's biblical for him to work as a man to support his family. His goal is to sell unbiblical instrumental music for donations and money, so he doesn't have to get a real job and support himself. Well, the Bible says if you don't work and support your family, you're worse than an unbeliever. Bracken selling fake music that's computer-generated, synthesized, retouched, edited, mixed, tweaked, it's fake. It's not just him singing and playing instruments. It's all blended and fake, just like the world does, by the way. And by the way, instrumental music is unbiblical. Jesus and Paul never used instrumental music. We're to model them, 1 Corinthians 11. And they never sold the things of God. So Bracken's in sin in two places right there. Making unbiblical instrumental music, three places. Not really working as a good witness to provide for himself. He really operates on many women sending him money. Should he be teaching women over the internet without their husband's approval and taking their money? That's another question. This is not biblical. It's emotional, fleshly, instrumental music that deceives people into feeling godly when Romans 8 says we don't please God in the flesh. We please him in the spirit. So that would be the next issue with Bracken. Unbiblical, ungodly music. And I mentioned T.O. Lee. He's also helping a man named T.O. Lee do the same thing. Make music, unbiblical music, fake music, doctored up, tweaked music, and then selling it, selling the things of God. This is not good and godly. We want to expose that. Number three, Bracken does not understand Romans 16, 17, Matthew 8, 2 Thess 3, or Matthew 18, and 2 Thess 3, that we're not to be united to sinful believers. Bracken has a history, and I'll show you in my updates, of uniting to false, heretical, abomination-type ministries, all for gain and spreading his YouTube popularity. This is quite sinful. Bracken needs to repent and come out of all false ways, yet he's using it for his gain and to make mammon so he doesn't have to get a real job like most godly men do. This is troubling, and why we want to expose it, we want better for him. Bracken is using his family, his lovely wife and precious little children, and promoting them, lifting them up, putting his wife lifted up where she's singing with her voice and people are admiring, even men are looking at her. Nobody singing praises to God is to be lifted up and admired and thought, oh, you have such a lovely voice and have a following. This is ungodly. This is prideful. This is vanity. This is using your precious family. He has his children singing. This is using your family for gain and mammon. This is very sinful. Bracken is not using good judgment. I don't know by his fruit if he's even a born-again man of God. By the fruit I've seen with his gospel that's perverted and incomplete, and the fruit I've seen in how he dealt with me and hid, I emailed him. I asked him to talk truth. He emailed several times and then said, please leave me alone. Well, I did leave him alone, but I'm not going to let him deceive people, deceive women, and teach either that you do not have to have the biblical gospel, or as his wife taught, God only looks on your heart. He doesn't care about your outsides. That's a lie. God does care about our outsides because it displays what's on our inside. And telling people that you just love God and serve God and love your neighbor. He doesn't preach people that they must have the biblical gospel. Let me give you the biblical gospel. It's faith in that risen Christ, fully man, fully God, who laid down his life and blood for the sins of mankind. You must repent and come out of all false man-made ways. Bracken doesn't teach that. You must be born again. It's a combination of God's will with your will coming together, give you a new heart and a new mind. That's what happened to us. We used to be worldly, drunk, rowdy. We got a new heart and a new mind. Then holiness and obedience as fruit. You follow God's ways into his kingdom and his truth, and you teach it and you preach it and you adhere to it in your house, in your life, in your family. You come out of man-made religion, come out of all false ways. And then lastly, you endure in a saving faith. Bracken's not teaching people that. He's just putting a little Christian Band-Aid on things, and he's making money in a sinful fashion. Yeah, Bracken is definitely playing YouTube for the crowd and popularity. He doesn't practice Christmas that I know of, but then he does mention they take a Christmas break, and a man that he's closely linked to, Carl Geisler, in his body, the Father's Heart Fellowship in Etowah, North Carolina, that's where Bracken is associated, does practice Christmas, plays Christmas music. So Bracken is deceiving people because, on one, he doesn't practice Christmas because he'd probably admit it's pagan. But then, on the other hand, he's using it and linked to people that use it. It's pagan, it's unbiblical, it's ungodly. Bracken's a very double-minded man, all for popularity and mammon, it appears. So as I said, I reached out to Bracken first, went to him and asked him, and he only gave me a couple of emails, and then he went away saying, well, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And he has very, very troubling associations, and I have biblical testings on all these men. Elliot Nesh, very unbiblical. Ree Konetsky, very unbiblical. T.O. Lee, very unbiblical. Matthew Miliani from Followers of the Way. By the way, they believe that they're drinking Jesus' literal blood and eating Jesus' literal flesh like pagan Roman Catholics, yet Bracken is closely associated with Matthew. This is troubling. This is sinful. This is sinful association. when, as I said, the Bible tells us not to have those kind of sins associations. And let me show you some of the troubling associations. If you haven't heard enough, false gospel, selling the ungodly music, using instrumental music, using his family and his wife as gazing stock for his music. Now he's going on the road. Here's the latest thing. He's going on the road to do videos on the road for more gain and popularity, using his precious family rather than working and preaching the biblical gospel. Let me give you some updates that I've done on this testing to show you about his unbiblical associations, okay? Okay, first update. Bracken told me he didn't have any time to email me after a couple emails to talk about the things of God, and he went into the weeds and hid. John 3:19-21, he goes into the dark. But yet I find on his Patreon page where he solicits money from people, if you give him $100 a month, you get behind the scenes, question priority, a handwritten letter, a family picture, all our musical CDs. Do you see how Bracken is selling himself and his family out for money? This is sinful. All of this information is on a written testing that you can find at our Don't Perish site under our Unbiblical Teachers blog. This audio is there too. So that's one thing. If I give him $100, he'd make time for me. No, not going to do it, Bracken. Here's one. Bracken says, the music of Sounds Like Rain can be described as a sonic exploration of faith in God. You know, that is not the biblical definition of how we use our voices a cappella to sing before God as the body of Christ. We're to come and sing songs to each other, not lift up men or women with their voices, not synthesize and mix all kinds of music together, not to use little children to woo moms in their homes to give them your money. That's what Bracken's doing. No, biblical singing to God is anyone's voice, and you don't want to hear my voice sing, but you know what? God would like to hear my voice sing to him. But yet Bracken needs to be practiced, trained, tweaked, computer generated. This is sinful, ungodly. It's fake. It's performance. It's all done for mammon, not done for the worship and love of God. Bracken was seen on video going to a conference for homeschooling, and he promotes Sattler College. Yeah, Sattler College is the invention of Finney Fioravilla, I think you say his name. He's one of the founders of Followers of the Way. He's drinking Jesus' real blood and eating Jesus' real flesh. He's a false teacher. He founded Sattler College, an unbiblical place, and Bracken promotes it. You can find a testing about Sattler College on our website link. Bracken went and did a concert with not only Carl Geisler, who does worldly unbiblical music, and he's a worldly man, practices Christmas, Easter, he's into all kinds of sports and things. He also did one with a man named Trent and Sobian, I think is his wife's name, Trent and Sobian. These people can be seen into Disney, pagan holidays, video games. They're feminized, not biblically covered and dressed, easy believism at a mega church called Gateway, home of false teacher Robert Morris. Yeah, these are the kind of people that Bracken will go associate with, all for spreading his brand, spreading his CDs and music, making money so he doesn't have to labor in a good, pure, true, godly job. It's shameful. One of the videos Bracken did when I was watching his videos to test him was he did one on, and this was right after I called him out, he did one on being lukewarm. And while that's great, warning people about being lukewarm, the video was lukewarm itself. He never called people to faith, repentance, born again, holiness, obedience, endurance in the faith. It pretty much was a bunch of fluff you could hear at a Sunday church meeting at any man-made, false, carnal, seeker-sensitive place. He's not teaching the truth. He's dabbling, saying just enough to call himself Christian while he can still sell his videos and his music brand. It's sinful. Bracken also did a video where he thanked 130 of his people that pay him every month to make music videos. You know, in doing this, Bracken admits he's left the call of singing with your voices unto God as worship and praise and edifying to one another. He's doing it for mammon, and so he doesn't have to get a job. Do you see a theme here, folks? We love Bracken. We want better for him than this. It is shameful indeed. It gets much worse. I mean, what's worse than a false gospel? Well, how about heretical abomination association? Bracken did a video where he links to a man that is on the internet. I'll just say the man's name is Justin. He has a video vlog and an internet ministry where he reaches youth. And this man believes gay marriage is okay and acceptable. While he doesn't practice it himself, he thinks you could be a gay Christian, and he does not speak against gay marriage. But Bracken is seen on the video promoting him, passing his viewers on to this man. This is sinful. Homosexuality is an abomination to God. Go read the Bible, Bracken. He's using it for gain and to spread his popularity. It's shameful. It's wicked. Bracken did a live video chat, and I posted a question about the biblical gospel, and Bracken deleted my question. Bracken doesn't want to face the truth and reason in the light. He wants to hide in the dark and cater to women. And it reminds me of Paul talking about how men come into weak-willed women's homes and deceive them. That's what Bracken is doing. He's not calling them out into holiness and obedience and new life and the hope of eternal life to come. He's selling them CDs, and it's wicked, and it's shameful. Yeah, and after I tested Bracken, he went on Facebook, and he said this about me. His challenge of our ministry has been very enlightening and caused us to look deeply at who we are and what we believe and how we are communicating the gospel. We appreciate him for these reasons. However, we are discouraged for obvious reasons by his relentless finger-pointing, misrepresentations of our family and friends. We're not perfect. We're still trying to figure some things out, but I pray that he would be more merciful in order that the Lord might show him mercy. End of quote. You know what? We are to be merciful, but guess what? God's only merciful to repentive sinners. Bracken is not repenting. And as far as misrepresentation, I have challenged Bracken and Elliot and Matthew and Tio and Ree, all these men, to call me or email me their biblical refuting of me of anything I have wrong that's unbiblical on their website, on my website, testing about them. None of them have done so. It's shameful and it's wicked to say I'm misrepresenting them when I've documented the proof exactly how it's fallen. And guess what? Bracken repented of this Facebook post and took it down privately. He would not repent publicly. That's why I'm still talking about it. He likes to go in the darkness, but we are as children of the light to walk in the light. Amen. If you need more proof of how unbiblical Bracken is, he does a video of a hungry man, a homeless man holding a sign that says anything helps. And Bracken has his son bringing the man some food. And it's all sweet and it's all nice and it's all kind to give people food. But do I need to remind you? Jesus preached to people for 3 days the truth of God's kingdom before he ever fed them. Yet Bracken leaves a homeless man on the corner in his sin without the hope of the biblical gospel of faith and repentance and being born again, holiness and obedience and enduring. Bracken's a Pharisee. He's not truly loving people. He's using them for gain and for mammon. It's wicked and it's sinful. Here's another false association for you. Bracken goes on and links with Jonathan Ogden. He's a blogger, I guess, in England. This man is so heretical and undiscerning. He links to other people and promotes them that are linked to Mike Bickle, the IHOP demonic NAR guy, Bill Johnson, the demonic NAR guy, Word of Faith guy. He links to things like the Alpha Course over in England, which is a New Age, demonic, unbiblical Bible teaching. Yet Bracken is linking to this man, promoting him to his followers. This guy does music too. He does like computer techno music. It's strange music. It's very different than Bracken's. I haven't listened to all this man, Jonathan Ogden's music, but it's different type of music. And it's fake. It's not unto God in worship and praise or singing to each other. It's done for popularity, for mammon, for gain. They're not preaching the biblical gospel. They're not building God's kingdom by what they're doing. And he promotes men like Jonathan Ogden that promote Mike Bickle, IHOP, Bill Johnson. It's wicked and it's shameful. And I want to say this. I've asked Elliot and Matthew and T.O. Lee, Bracken's friends, to call him out of this public sin of promoting these false wicked men. All of them, so far, have hid in the weeds and have not publicly called Bracken out. They're Pharisees and they're Matthew 23 hypocrites because they love to judge people for their pet sins, non-resistance, divorce, and remarriage. But when their friends fall into sin, they will not call them out. I fear for them in the judgment of God to come. It won't go well for them unless they get in the light of truth. We love them all, and that's why we're calling them out of their wicked, sinful ways. So for a while, Bracken had his wife, while he was off playing with his musical friends, he had his wife, Lindsay, doing some videos, and this poor woman tried her best. And there's nothing wrong with a woman making a video to teach and edify other women. Women are not to teach men. My wife does that herself under my guidance and my ministry. But Lindsay's not teaching correctly. In one video, she tells people, God's only concerned about your heart, not your outsides. This is a sinful lie. She needs to be lovingly corrected. I guess Bracken doesn't know this. God does require our hearts to change, then our outsides do change, and then we dress in a biblical fashion. Women are to cover their heads. Bracken actually practices that, though he doesn't teach it to anyone. So it's shameful that she's teaching while he's out playing with his musical friends, and she's not being biblical. I really feel for his wife and his precious family. He's very deceived. In another false association, Bracken is very close to Stephen Meeks of Manabouts because he's given Bracken lots of advice on raising sons. Bracken has five sons and Meeks has a bunch of sons. The problem is Stephen Meeks is a paganized, feminized, worldly, carnal evangelical that uses psychology. And he's another guy selling the wares of God in his program for gain. He sells you his parenting course for $300. Yet Bracken is linking to him for popularity, for gain, to spread his brand, for mammon, so he doesn't have to get a real job. Linking to evangelicals that Bracken doesn't even practice, I think. I don't know what he really believes. He needs to be called out so he can be biblical and stop deceiving people. It's wicked and it's shameful. There's a man that contacted us, and his wife is very much into, or his potential wife, is very much into Bracken and T.O. Lee's music. And this man admitted to us that this music, instrumental, so-called Christian music, it has a hippie-like draw sitting around the fire. It woos people into emotional, different moods. This is not of God. We're not to be in the flesh. We sing with our voices unto God. We don't use emotional, instrumental, tweaked music to woo us, yet men like Bracken and Teo are doing that for mammon and for gain. Yes, it's wicked and it's sinful. And in closing, as I said, Bracken has now bought a bus, taken a break from his blog as of July 2018, and they're going to be doing music video tours. Well, I'm going to be watching Bracken's videos, and I'm going to be testing him. 1 Thess 5 tells me to test everything, and I'm going to continue to warn people in love about Bracken, and I hope one or two people that follow him are true sheep and will come out of all the false ways of his false gospel, his false Pharisee-like ways, his instrumental emotional music, his lukewarm false Christianity, and they'll come into the light and the full truth of God's word and gospel and be obedient followers, entering into the kingdom of God by faith, through repentance and new life, baptized in by obedience, and then keeping God's ways, not the ways of men like Elliot and Bracken and Matthew Miliani or T.O. Lee. And that's why we do these things, because we love these people. We love God first, number one command. We love our neighbor. And while we have much in common, biblical dress, head covering, maybe we don't have as much in common. They seem to dabble in pagan holidays. They dabble in false associations. They dabble in instrumental music. Hey, maybe we don't have as much in common as we thought. Bracken and his wife look very biblical and godly. Their theology is a train wreck, as it is with these other men I've tested that he's linked to. And the things they're doing are wicked and shameful. And in love, they need to be called out. So I hope this helps you see if you like to listen to an audio versus reading the testing. I have the testing of Bracken online. I have the testing of Elliot and Tio and Matthew and Sattler College and Followers of the Way. And all of these are done not to be mean-spirited, not to be lying and casting false witness against a brother. No, no. These are truth. These are facts. If they can be refuted, they need to call me, email me. I stand boldly in the Word of God. Meekness is power under control, not standing boldly on God's Word. Jesus stood boldly. Jesus made a whip. Jesus eviscerated the Pharisees and false teachers like these men. Paul told men he wished they would castrate themselves when they were teaching false circumcision for salvation. So there's a time for boldness. There's a time for meek and quietness. This is a time for boldness to call these men out. They're deceiving people. I'm doing it in love and truth. I'm doing it in a Matthew 18 way. I've gone to them first. I've gone to others. Now I'm taking it public to the body of Christ. The challenge is here. They can call, they can email, they can text. And if they can show me anything I have biblically wrong that I've stated, written, I will change it. I will repent. I will apologize to them privately. I will apologize publicly. That's my promise, because the truth matters to me. What will they do? Will these men call Bracken out of his sinful ways? Will these men answer for their sinful, heretical ransom theory that God paid off Satan with Jesus' death? Will they answer for their false, crossless gospel? Paul preached Christ crucified in 1 Corinthians, yet they barely mention it until you bring it up. And then they say, well, yeah, they're a deceptive Pharisee gang following a kingdom gospel, but not one that Paul preached, that was part of the mystery of the gospel that was revealed to Paul. And everywhere Paul preached, he preached the cross of Christ, salvation through the cross, through the blood of Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15. Yet these men, that's the very, very core of the issue I have with them. These men do not stand on the biblical gospel of new life. They stand on religiosity, an outward appearance. That's the Pharisees' problem. So I hope this has helped you. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. We do so much more than expose these false teachers like Bracken. We teach the biblical gospel. We disciple people with hundreds of articles, audios, and videos in the true faith. And then we do expose false man-made religion, and we teach the New Testament body of Christ, not these false religious systems of man. So this is only part of what we do. Currently, we are traveling all across the West all summer and fall. We are preaching the gospel, witnessing to people, helping the needy, as God has called us to do, sharing the gospel, adding content to our website, encouraging saints we know and brothers and sisters that we know as long distance as we're away from them, encouraging them to strive and walk, all for the glory of God, not for our glory. We're nothing without him. So check out our resources. Let us know how we can help you. And I pray Bracken repents. And I pray he gets in line with God's word and leaves his false, wicked, shameful ways of selling the things of God, making unbiblical music, not preaching a biblical gospel, not calling people to holiness and obedience, but taking their money in a religious fashion. We love them all. We love God first. Till next time, this has been Jim at don'tperish.com. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.